Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blatt. Parashat Truma, Offering. Week 19, 4th Aliyah. They shall be coupled together at the bottom, and they shall be coupled together at the top by one ring. Thus it shall be for both of them. They shall be for the two corners. Exodus 26, verse 24. What do the boards in the tabernacle symbolize? The house of the tabernacle was made of three walls made of wooden boards placed vertically. In the scriptures, men, and especially the righteous ones, are compared to trees. This is in Psalms 92:12. In this way, we can take a comparison between the wooden boards in the tabernacle and the righteous men that comprise the Eternal's congregation. In the text that we're dealing with, it's written that the boards had to be coupled together from the bottom and also united at the top. The Hebrew text that uses two different words to refer to the unity on the bottom and on the top. When it talks about the unity at the bottom, it says coupled, to'amim, with aleph, and without yud. And when it talks about the unity on the top, it says completed, tamim, without aleph, with yud. According to Rashi, both words talk about the same thing. But the fact that the Torah uses two different words indicates that there are two kinds of unities, one at the top and one at the bottom. Besides, the word used for the joints at the top is the one that the scriptures use for perfection, being whole, upright. It talks about perfect unity. The letter Aleph has the numerical value of 1, and the letter Yud has the numerical value of 10. This can indicate that the unity at the top with Yud is 10 times stronger than the one at the bottom with Aleph. In this verse, the joints or unions at the bottom are mentioned before the ones at the top, which teaches us that if we achieve unity down here on earth, even if it's not a perfect unity, the influence and unity that this brings to heaven is perfect. Once again, the narration of the tabernacle's construction teaches us the importance of the righteous ones to come together for the Eternal to dwell among us. May the Eternal help us come together to be a sanctified temple in the Spirit that was given to the Messiah. Shalom.